Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, we're back, keeping the ball on the ground. What's happening, lads?
Good, where is he now?
He's got a driving test today.
Oh, is he?
So we'll see how it goes. Mm-hmm. He might not be here, he might be, but...
hopefully he passes.
Supposedly he's going to bung the instructor a few quid, he said.
It's a female instructor, isn't it?
Is it?
What's the bribe?
Oh, well, he didn't want to, we can't let him just
so any special?
Scooter! Scooter!
Pass your driving test, mate.
When I was young, it seemed like I was so beautiful. Magical, wonderful, magical.
So you passed your test?
That's me, shorty, bro. Five times. That was the fifth time I passed it.
Well done, mate.
Mate, I got a text the other day, right? It's a true story, but I got a text the other day. Wednesday night or Wednesday afternoon? Mate, I've just seen Paul Slane driving a bit of skirt in the West End shouting on the Mambo.
That's
a truth enough.
But they were, mate, the Rangers fans were soundbased. I told you that.
You texted saying that.
They're about the West End, they were all going to the game. And just a bit of banter, bracelet, so I put me in it. It doesn't matter if you're...
The problem thought you were Swedish, mate.
I look at it, didn't I? Mate, I've don't never seen your hair so soft.
It's nice, mate, isn't it? What
have you been doing this today?
First time I felt like
a liar. You stopped washing up the dog shit, eh? No, I look... Garnier, Fructus Garnier, is it? Oh, Fructus,
aye. Looking good.
You'll get a wee Garnier if you want to.
Yeah, you look tremendous. Where's that jumper for?
Zara, bro.
Louis Vuitton. See,
they're saying they're getting the trainers up as well.
No, it's just me peeing my snakes.
I can't get them up.
Me peeing my snakes, bro, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's Rihanna.
Rihanna brand.
What's with it, bro?
250. So, see, have you picked your team?
Picked your team,
right?
My team.
Have you done it?
I've not started.
Have you done it? Can I team mine now?
I need to say, we need to thank the Record Factor as well. They put a picture of Kevin the Jet up and they had the longer hair. Don't know if you've seen it, but.
Well, I was like one member.
Was that an American lady on the news?
A bit thin, you know. She's like me in the jet.
A few people here, baby. A few people saying me and him don't go on again. A lot of the fans saying Slaney's came down hard on Kev since we've come back, innit?
Yeah.
Not a shite, innit, big man?
Not a shite, mate. You're tight.
Very tight.
Hug it.
No, I'm not going to that shite anymore.
Social distance.
What about with the jumper on his eyes? Leaving iron straight at the back, you can tell.
No, this is not a new jumper. This is I just found this on the kitchen tables. I thought I'd chuck that on.
Who else was on the kitchen table? Yeah. What was he doing up there?
Nibbling with
him. You got that colour, you've been playing golf again.
I was golfing yesterday. Yesterday. I need to think of some comebacks for these fucking jokes you've
been
getting them
too.
No, right down all your part of the
field. Right down all your part.
We need to mention Grosvenor Sports Lads as well.
The best.
Blind, another right. Great weekend for them.
Aye, through the quarter.
Got their shape spot on, didn't they?
They did, aye. Did fair anybody, play them, we've got some key men in there.
Did anybody get anyone else?
I struggled, didn't I? Because I mean, the smaller clubs done well, didn't they? So it gives a wee bit of a shock up.
Still double odds for any game, any sport, any odds.
I can't believe they're getting that by it.
It's tremendous, isn't it?
Yes.
Sign up today at gsport.com/open.
Is it going to be like every week when you say what? Gsport?
I think it is, isn't it? That's a pattern, isn't it?
It's bad, isn't it?
It's a terrible pattern. But yeah. What's the water you've got? You just bought your bottom, what you've got.
Audi TT, yeah.
Audi TT,
aye. So that's a crack. Listen, I can't get that.
Body kit on it.
Body kit, aye. Mapped in it, matte black.
NOS, you got NOS in it, didn't you?
I can't get that, mate. I fucked that.
Speaking of that, remember Dean Shields that played with...
Hibs?
No.
Rangers?
No, lower league, Dean Shields.
Breaker in that, I know Dean Shields,
aye. You know what I mean? The cracky looking boy, did a bit of boxing. When I was breaking out the first team at Sunderland, he came down to sign for Sunderland, so I took him under my wing. He bought a Clio, right? Souped the fucker up and had NOS in it.
No, it never.
Ah, he did.
What's Knox?
Knox, remember Fast and Furious 1? We used to drive the cars and then they would fucking press that button and it would just kick in and woo!
All right.
Mate,
you know, we used to do when we were younger, we used to get an iron brew can or something like that. Crunch it and then put it in the back of your bike so it's back in that motorbike.
Yeah.
Does that
steel dusty zap motorsports?
Mate, when you're young, we used to run over the top of motors and like, see if somebody ran over the top of my motor, I'd punch fuck it.
Does that play Kirby?
Do you need to do that? Chinka chink.
Kirby, can you play Kirby?
I know, you know how to play Kirby? Remember the Kirby that you threw it and tried to hit the curb and then try run and catch it? But then if you get double points, if you threw it in the motor, you know how to play it now?
No, the way they've designed the new streets and that, the curbs are never.
Oh, it should be,
they've never got the curbs.
On even sides.
On even sides, not special.
Mate, see, even me, I was like walking in for school, we used to just throw stones at people's windows, man. Why would you do that?
Running that?
Why is that funny?
Why did somebody
put a window? No joke, about 6 months ago, we were up having a coffee and he walked by somebody shook my arm.
Snowball
off the window, remember? Guy ran out of his door, chased us.
You're still a child, didn't you, man?
A baby, aren't you?
What did you up to the weekend then?
Saturday night, boys just jumped out the hot tub and chilled.
I was
Sunday, game of golf, and then watched the Celtic game.
Lives a life, doesn't he?
Brilliant, a big man, he's living a life.
Where'd you play golf last time?
Just dull. I was playing, it was a three-man team, absolute shit.
That's your favourite, that three-man?
I love a three-ball.
Which, have you had the half this week?
I'm off every Sunday, Monday.
Why don't you stay so?
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm in a video, my phone, or live Instagram, me and you, footy golf, me v Kev.
Right, okay. Why don't we go and
who is batting here? I ain't Kev.
I'll not watch it, but
why is no, nobody will watch it, but I need to tell you in the podcast.
Texas is the wins, mate.
Footy golf. We should all do that before those 8 months.
Mate, he's like a world champion at a 40. He's like the best.
No, I used to be good at it, but no.
Mate, you let me down big time with the Heady Tennis. I thought you'd be an
absolute man.
That was just for the camera. See when it gets to the real shit, you're playing against the top men. Like Kenny Brannigan and that.
See, like the new season, is there any two there you want to take on?
Ange. Big Andrew's big woolly black jumper on. I'll have to see him sweat.
Do you know what I'd like to take on? Craigan and...
Who's Emma Sutton?
My dog, is that? No, Michael Stewart.
Right.
Okay.
Michael Stewart watches it, so shout out.
Mickey Stewart, me and Kev against you and Craigs. I don't know if Craigs would do it, so Mickey Stewart, take somebody who you want to do it. And also, did you see the hang with Roy Keane, Carragher, Neville with the fans?
We need to do that.
So I don't know how you would do it. Would you just get fans in, or would you get is there like a head of a fan supporter club each club?
Yeah. I think they done like the fan TVs, didn't they? Because they knew they'd probably be a bit more sensible if you just got punters off a street, man.
We end up rolling a bit.
Carnage, aye.
So maybe we should, because this is a great wee setup. This look, imagine there's all fans there and us just sitting here.
Or six of them in front of us. It's tiny in here, mate.
Would you crumble or would you be alright?
Depending if I'm going to be stupid, then I'll get security to put them out. Ask proper questions. Do you know what I mean? Don't fuck about. So.
Just phone their dad to come put them up.
Jamie, right now. Dad, he's done it again. Kino's done it again.
That was great, though, wasn't it? That was great. I love watching that stuff.
Amazing. Right, on to the football. Big shot, League Cup. John McGlynn's Raith knocked out Aberdeen.
Aye, what's that shot?
Will he regret resting so many players? Yeah. Feels like I'm walking on broken glass. Walking on broken glass.
In hindsight, he'll regret it, but I don't think, looking back, I think if he had the chance to do it again, he would do it.
But see, Andy, if Scott Brown could play 30 minutes, can you know just play for 60? Play all the boys for 60 and if you're winning then
100%.
Aye, but
I would agree with that.
I don't know what the figures are, right, but see, to win the League Cup financially, there's no benefit whatsoever. And they've got a big European game on Wednesday where financially it's completely different. And see, at the end of the day, they made changes, but the staff answered themselves to win the game. So
there's Aberdeen in a felt situation. They had more than
enough. It might not make money, but it makes memories.
Yes. Is Aberdeen in a situation? Sorry, Andy, are they in a situation where if they win during the week over the two legs, is that they meant the Europa League group size? So now I could probably see why we'd race, but
strange he started Craig Brown to win it.
You and Jess looked flat.
We're at the beginning of the season. Surely the players are fit enough to play Saturday, Tuesday. That's what happens in the championship. I don't really get it.
Did they bring in kids though, did they? Nah. Still brought in first team players. Nah, it was
still possibly had enough to beat later
sloppy,
Rovers.
I think it was sloppy, but even the boy Gar, he's 25 year old. You're calling him a young boy to start the season.
Yeah?
You were.
I like that, aye.
Girth.
Girth, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking Guff, innit?
Guff.
Honestly, he had a shocker.
Have you guffed me?
Listen, it was just sloppy. And John McGlynn, he's brilliant, isn't he?
I like John McGlynn, mate.
Plays good football.
He's changed his style, John McGlynn, because his youth teams, that's mate, used to bang the ball and see now his Raith teams, mate, play lovely football, didn't they?
I told you that last year,
he's
mate.
He's been Brendan.
Rafa, when we were in the championship last year, Rafa 100% the best football inside that we played. Very good. Got proper good, but like boy Regan Henry was good. Yeah. Right back to Malte. What's the striker's name?
We Tate's it's good.
Like we've got a few very, very good tidy players. So I was too surprised that I didn't think Aberdeen would blow them away. I thought Aberdeen would win, but if I seen any shock happening over the weekend, I wasn't surprised it was that one.
I was great to see a specky manager doing well as well.
Especially tinted. Tinted glasses. You don't really think, do you know?
Who's tinted then? The same boy that done the windies in your motor?
Spoilers.
I'm spoiling. It's mad, but innit? Like, you just don't know what the guy's
tinted
thinking.
Tinted specs, mate, brilliant. What,
it's one of the best I've seen. Uh-huh. Like, even when you're looking at him, it kind of fucking blows your mind, doesn't it? But imagine you're a manager trying to read him. You can't read him, don't you know?
Poker face, innit?
I love him, I love the glasses. But he's one of the type of guys that you would love to see up the Premier League. Deserves his wee shot.
Yeah, you're right.
Wear the glasses on, keep the glasses on for the Premier League. And but I was going to say something. Are you about to say something?
No, you go.
I'm going to ask you about, I think this is actually good for people listening to this. You, doing England, played every 2 days. So you know for a physical aspect, do you want a rest?
No.
Do you feel you need a rest though?
No, I don't think you do that.
No, I always thought that you played on a Saturday. Sunday you come in and just do nothing. And then Monday you would just possibly do nothing Monday, but it would just be shape related and maybe a wee, the subs and the fringe players would hear a wee five aside and then you're ready to rock Tuesday night. Come in, wait. You probably get your Wednesday actually off. That's what we did. We always get Wednesday off. Back in Thursday, trained as normal. Friday, prepared for the game, ready for Saturday again. There was never a point where you thought, oh my God, it's another game.
Game, yeah.
You actually got pure buzzing come. It probably took until the Tuesday after the Saturday where you actually felt ready to go again. Yeah. But I never even like.
But it just depends if you've got a niggle or something. Like that. But if you feel like physically able and you've not got any like injuries, you don't want rest. You want to keep playing. I always think like England. It was way more mentally challenging than physically challenging.
Like
48 games, yeah. Your coach journeys, basically once a week, you could be gone 6 year coach journeys.
That's a good point. Like Aberdeen to Raith, how far is that? It's not really that. It's not a huge journey, whereas we could be playing...
Craig
especially like Sunderland, Middlesbrough.
Five boys went in Craig Brown's motor.
We could be at the stadium on a Saturday and then a Tuesday night away to Cardiff or something, or away down to Plymouth, and you're like on a plane or whatever it is. So for me, it's I don't get it. I don't think it's a big deal. I think in the English First Division Championship, 46 league games a season.
Yeah.
What do we play up here, 38 league games? Cup games, teams don't come into later rounds, so we don't actually play.
We'd play Saturday, Tuesday, and with that madman DeGano, we'd be in Sunday, Monday, and it wouldn't be easy, mate.
No,
see, the Sunday, Monday, mate, it'd be tough sessions, isn't it? He's like, you're not tired.
Wow.
Were you?
Fucked. Sad, man. I was like, pal, believe me, mate.
You said you were fit as ent, though, didn't you?
And we never got any days off, eh? So I was much fitter being in it every day.
But supposedly, modern
day, I heard somebody saying doing something on a podcast the other day. I think Grant Hartley was saying that Norwich basically get like one day off every 2 weeks or so. They're in.
I think quite a lot of clubs now, modern day football is one. Like, it used to be Sunday, Wednesday, club.
Yeah.
Most clubs now are probably one day off a week.
That's because
the within that, you do a couple of recovery sessions. But I just think a day off's more for like a mental recharge, innit? Uh-huh. Especially if you've got family and stuff like that.
I'll never forget when he first came in and he was like telling us how bad we were not last year. We got anything. He's like, and your wedding's days off. Bye bye. You were watching videos on the other day, last
week,
weren't you?
Mate, do you know what? Right, I honestly, see the amount of times you go on YouTube and you start watching football and then you end up watching a dog getting pumped off a car or something like that. It's fucking mental. And I go into a DeCanio video and honestly, I was on there for ages. But see the Wes video? The best part about that full Wes debacle was the day after, the press conference the day after.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
What was it when you said we're not talking about Czech?
We're not talking about Czech. We're talking about Wes.
League One, Wes.
It's unbelievable.
I need to say to you as well, Kev, Aberdeen are letting the jet float. Is that after you and him floating in the bath?
Mate, I said at the beginning of the season, the jet would be a good sign. And what a finish, by the way. Really good finish.
Got ability, the boy, isn't
he? He has got ability. It was obviously in his younger years, he was a big hit at Arsenal in terms of potentially being the next big thing. Never quite maybe got to the heights, but that ability is still there up here in Scottish football. I think this year he looks a lot leaner than what he was at his Libby days. So, great finish, but...
What have you done to get him leaner?
You just got to... just take
was that radio? Wasn't it? Was that just, heat off that radio? It was about 5 stone at the year.
Just took him off the leash. Took him off the leash, let him run about a wee bit more. Get his stamina up. But nah, he's a big boy, great finish. Good lay off, what do you call him? McGinn, what do you call McGinn up there? Niall. Great finish, but
he's Stanley Matthews, Liam again.
Did you see the game? Aberdeen game.
McQuinn.
Aye.
Did you see what about the goal? What about the goalie for the second goal? Do you think he's got to catch that?
Lewis.
What was it again?
When the boy for Race Rovers is cut, the midfielder's cut in and he's hit a shot.
Oh.
And he's palmed it out, and then the defender's obviously standing square feet, flat feet, and then he's nicked it in, and the boy is it the striker for Dundee. He's wrapped in. I think Lewis could catch that.
Too many big changes, though. Too many. Lewis Ferguson, 21-year-old, he could run all day. Yeah. He's sitting on the bench. Aye. And Boy Hedges, he's probably your most creative player. And he's sitting on the bench, and then he comes on, he's running about chasing goalkeepers, and that's where the injury comes from. So Stevie Glass has had.
Anyone that chases goalkeepers then needs watching. How did you feel when it came to getting rested? You'd been used to it.
Aye. Was a lovely
that night. Was the one minute you're getting, I'm resting you day. Mate, just tells him. Just tells him shite.
See, when you were like genuinely rested and it got to match day, you're actually fucking raging that you agreed to be rested, eh?
Yeah.
Plus, see, what I always think about bits, like the rested stuff is, I remember an occasion where it was Kenny Miller had came in for Waggy when I was first at Rangers, absolutely flying, right? Kenny had scored every game for like six games in a row or something. Waggy just came back for injury and couldn't get in the team. And we ended up playing a cup game during the week, so Kenny got rested for Waggy. Waggy came in and scored a hat-trick. Kenny couldn't get back in the team for the next four or five weeks.
That's horrible. That's
another thing about getting rested. Like, if somebody comes in your position, has an absolute worldie, you're dropped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you end up feeling as if the guy dropped him.
Did you love it?
Getting rested? Didn't bother us that much. Kid on, I'd go into the boys and be raging, but a wee free Saturday there, I'd sit and watch it. I didn't know with the big jacket. Mate, my dream is to get a move to the Premier League 4-year deal and just sit with the big jacket on every weekend.
Like
Stuart Taylor or Richard Wright.
Who's the AB reincarnated as a goalie?
Who's the goalie? Scott Carson.
Won the Premier League.
Man City for 10 years, played one game.
Yeah. Steve Harper at Newcastle, mate.
Steve Harper.
Played about three games in his
career. That is the best job, that, innit?
Mate, see, I'm talking about YouTube again, but mate, do you know Cal played in goals for Pompey?
Did he?
Had a 15-minute cameo in goals for Pompey. I need to get the interview after the
game.
Did he save a shot? Saved a shot. Literally right down the middle, kicked it away with his feet or something like that.
Remember Harry Kane in goals?
Aye.
Scored a hat-trick and then got put in goals and caused a goal.
Aye.
Niall Quinn went in goals for Man City and saved a penalty.
Did he?
Aye.
We suit him.
Peter Reid was the manager.
Did it? So he's playing up top?
Playing up top. Somebody got sent off. He went in goals and he saved a penalty.
Used Peter Reid's slips as goalie, wasn't he?
Aberdeen have got a journey to Azerbaijan to play Karabag.
Wow, what a team
there. How's your wee ginger bag?
Sweaty, innit?
Potential to Hayes and Hedges. Will the Wraith result impact them?
Yeah.
And they're flying as well. That started the season so well, that wee.
I know.
You can hear them measuring, aren't you?
I think you've got to just, when you're playing well, like this whole wrestling, it stops the momentum.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like Carabag's not going to be easy, but if Aberdeen can get there, and I'm not saying get something, but keep the scoreline respective of the lose, make it sure it's a tight game. If they can get a draw or something, then bring something back to Pittodrie. Hopefully by the time that comes around, maybe the boys that picked up the knocks might be back fit, that they've got a chance. There's no reason why Aberdeen can't get through over Carabag. It's not an unbelievably tough draw. It's a tough game, but there's worse teams they could have got.
Yeah.
I don't know, Giffrey, I don't think so.
Dino, Paul Jenkins, is a step too far for them?
Step too far.
He looks lovely in a white shirt, Stephen Glass.
Well, he's quite smart, really.
Isn't he?
I like him, aye.
Wee guy.
Then he's better looking Derek McInnes.
He's 5'11".
Wee guy. From wee guy, aye. No, he likes...
Yeah, but
no,
he's not better looking.
Derek McInnes on the telly, mate, honestly. We can't do stuff, innit?
There's his
end up watching the game doggy style when he's...
Mate, Carabag were in the Champions League a couple of years ago, group stage.
Good team.
But, I don't know what I'm like now.
Who's the striker? Is this a joke?
No, I was just wanting to catch you to see if you knew any players.
Sorry. There's no chance of that. No chance of knowing any player.
No, any player.
But aye, tough game for Aberdeen, but never know, mate. Yeah. Aberdeen have looked decent. I never obviously seen the ref game at the weekend, but the games I've watched this year, they've looked good. But I do agree, I think Hedges especially is a big miss.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Hedges is very good. He's got a wee bit of the sling.
Does he make it into your...
You want to do this now?
Your team of the year, one player for one team only.
You want to do this now?
I've got mine.
Right, go for it.
In goals, Kelly.
Oh, I'm with you, mate.
Yeah, great shot. Liam Kelly, good goalie.
I'm playing a...
Dad was Matthew Kelly.
I'm a 4-3-3.
Matthew Kelly, wasn't he?
That was his dad.
He was brilliant.
Should we tell the troops what we're doing here?
So we're picking an 11, but only one player for each team.
Aye, only one player allowed for each team.
Is that what you messaged me about, or is that totally different?
No, it's a different thing.
Is this a new thing?
What was that he was messaging about?
Fantasy League.
Fantasy, yeah, what, fantasy league team.
So my, I think I back three. I'm going for a 3-4-3.
Right.
Just the right spot to it. Nicky Devlin.
Mate, I know.
It's an old pack, old pals like this, isn't it?
No, not at all. No? Captain Livingston now. So speaks for itself. Mulgrew.
That is a pal, isn't it?
And big shooter. But shooter in the middle, Nicky in the right, Charlie left. Do you mean left footed?
So you're playing Charlie left at back three? You want him dragged into the wide areas ahead?
Hey, stay in the box.
Wait to see what he's playing for me.
Okay, so that's my three. This is, you know, got to slot this here because this midfield four is, it could be the slowest of all time.
Right.
Brown in the right.
Scott Brown?
No, wide right. Right.
No, no, wide right. No, it's a 3-4-3, so I want him in tight, right? No, no, it's no wide.
So
right.
He's basic. You're playing Scott Brown?
No, right, sorry. Right wing back.
McGrath facing Mirren.
Right.
Brown in the middle. Charlie Adam in alongside him. They turn it to set half. Who's the other one again? And who's the other one?
I think you're shouting at Charlie Adam, that's a good
but one. But it's not easy, by the
way. Who's the other one? Who am I fighting here? What team am I missing? So I had Kent, Nisbet, and Kyogo up front. So what team am I missing?
Forrest.
Kyogo.
Oh, Kyogo.
Oh, Kyogo.
Kyogo, sorry. Aye, he's up front.
So there's one team missing?
What team am I missing?
Hibs.
Livy.
Nisbet.
Oh, sorry.
St Johnson. McCann.
In the middle of the pitch?
In the middle.
What, left wing?
Thin tight. See, like, Italy used to give me Pirlo and a diamond. So I've got a diamond in there. 3-4-3 diamond.
Would you just put Wotherspoon on the left?
Nah, McCann's better.
I know, but knowing that position.
But I just wanted him in.
You just wanted the tier.
No right. Bad, though, innit? I've done no
decent.
Bad.
It's not easy, but...
What have you got for us, Andrew?
Liam Kelly. 4-3-3. Sean Rooney, right back.
Ooh. Plays a wing back, but...
I've went... I bet he can play right back. Or up front. Centre half, I've went... Suter and Ashcroft for Dundee.
Oh, what a header on the ball that boy is.
Left back, I've went Charlie, which is probably no...
Charlie who?
Charlie Mulgrew.
Oh, fuck.
Left back, you can play left back.
Did you just play Robson there? Am I missing someone we used to try to get players in that are playing?
Listen, I'm not going to lie, it's an open goal, pal, Zach.
Shot sales.
Team photo, you want a good team photo.
Good team photo, yeah.
Midfield three, I've went Lewis Ferguson. And Scott Pittman for Livy.
Yeah, Pittman's decent.
And
can run all day, man.
Tumble or Christie. I'll go Tumble off the back of last year. I thought he was Celtic's best player last year. Front three, Martin Boyle, Morelos, McGrath.
It's decent.
Whose team wins, kid?
Hey, Andy's.
Fucking hell.
Who's refereeing Bobby Madden?
Why did this? He's getting blitzed.
Charlie Adam and Rooney's my wingers.
Kevin, you said definitely Andy's a hit.
Aye, definitely Andy's. Just for the attacking threat.
He's done you, Paul.
I know that. It's a tough one, that, but, innit?
It's not easy.
Rangers was either Kent or Morelos, but.
I thought it was going to be a good wee debate if the two of them got involved, but.
Sorry,
it's
nice that we'll be Neil Dayers next week, so.
Neil Dayers next week.
You can decide who we'd want.
Aye, because I need to see who actually plays for who.
Yeah.
Do a bit of research for the first time in 3.5
years. Does the Jet get
it? Easy.
Nah, the Jet, no.
Nah.
Nah, I'm putting in the boy, the young boy, right back, Aberdeen.
Couple of
Ramsey,
boys.
Ramsey.
Who's your manager?
The one that played well last week.
Yeah.
Oh, his manager? Robbie Nielsen.
Oh, no.
Robbie Nielsen.
Robbie Nielsen again.
Who's your manager?
John McGlynn.
Just to wear his suspect.
Dick Campbell, no.
Dick Campbell, aye.
Dick Campbell, he'd love the wing backs, to be fair.
Who in your team would you like to see wear, put the gaffer's specs on? Charlie Adam.
He look a bit 150.
He's a bit like McGlynn, Charlie.
He glasses are outstanding, aren't they? John McGlynn.
Big Mo Grimm would look good with the glasses on.
Nah, he didn't make them look good.
Have you seen his suit? Have you seen his suit at the weekend? Do you want to see it? You seen at the weekend?
No. John McGlynn, though, he's went under the radar on this podcast, didn't he?
John McGlynn, huh?
Very poor, that for us.
I like watch his interviews. I always watch John McGlynn's interviews after games.
He talks. He's funny.
He's funny, mate. He is. We took a long throw in. I don't know why they've done that, we've never worked on it. He's funny, mate. Go and watch some of his interviews. Wait, was it Alana that put it up? Do you get a, you can continue to talk.
Yeah, can I just ask
St. Johnson done United also struggled against low league opposition, went to penalties.
Forget about that. Tell the Canel corner story again, how you were shouting corners.
No.
No, you should tell
it. I'm never ever telling another story.
Tell the stories
I've done.
Barry Bannon, man. Tell the corner, come on, tell the corner.
Please,
that was brilliant. Please, that's not that bad at corners.
What, they told us just to kick out for a goal kick?
Just kick out for a goal kick.
Okay, wait, I need to get this up. I was against Torquay at half time. He went, be serious, lads. When you get a corner kick, just tap it out for a goal kick and you'll get back into shape. Oh, I can't get up. Check on it. He's sensing I'm green, so it looks
sexy, isn't it? Big move.
He is very
what
sexy.
Would you say your top three sex symbols are in the SPL?
In the SPL?
John McGlynn.
John
McGlynn. No, he's not SPL, but he's going to be, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think he would be the people looking up to him, innit?
So he's like, he's the god.
So we need three players. We guff.
We better guff. No, do you know who's handsome? I think Joe Lewis is quite handsome, Aberdeen goalie, innit?
Joe Lewis?
Is he handsome? I always think anyone that's tall and dark, handsome.
So he's Mulgrew's in it, isn't he?
Mulgrew's in.
Big shooter's not bad, by the way.
No.
Do you think so?
He'd look a bag of messages.
You want to stand next to him, team four.
Aye. Wait, the other fair first shooter's getting too far now for saying he's good looking.
No, Boyce is all right.
He again looks like John McGlynn.
I imagine. Doesn't he? Boyce is a player, by the way. Who's going to play fucking Ginelli?
Do you know why?
He could be one of the best players in fucking Hearts history.
In Hearts history. Who's the best looking in Hearts team? An ugly team, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
Any thoughts, Kev?
Houch is having his sale big time.
What, is Luke good? Is Luke? Aye. Is he right?
Kay Gordon for his age, to be
fair. Aye, Gordon's got a bit.
Aye.
His age, bad, though, I would love to see McGlynn just put his glasses down and look at a tap. Do you know what I mean? See, that was the devil stare.
What, just do that to you?
Do that.
I wonder why he used
you. Nielsen's the best, the manager's the best looking in the team.
I think so.
Aye. Nielsen's got a nice face. You can see him as like a next model, mate. Do you know what I mean? Like home section, sitting on the couch with the missus and kids, the dog.
A wee denim jacket, or something.
Jacket,
like that. Definitely. Is that a straw hanging out his mouth?
Right, the low league opposition.
Can I
struggle?
Ask,
why is it?
Can I ask this side? Sorry,
you can ask any light, Paul.
Only your question there about why did the SBL teams struggle against the low league? I kind of think this, and I don't know if you agree. Do you think the low league teams, there's a big difference between them and the SBL teams? SBFL, is it?
Nah, probably is.
Take the eyes,
aye.
Collectively,
I wouldn't say
there's
a massive difference.
Collectively as a team, they'll always struggle. But see, individually, if you took one or two of their individuals out and put them in the team they're playing against, the individuals wouldn't look lost. Yeah. So I just think as a collective, as a team, I think there's too many no quite just at that level. But individually, they probably could get each to that level in a better team.
Mm.
I wouldn't say a massive difference. One-off games,
and especially the cup, man.
But mate, I'll tell you right, because I know the game we're going to go on to. Arbroath is the hardest ground in Scotland to play, mate. Honestly,
tough. I've been there. Is that the one where the water comes over the
windy
sea?
Fuck.
Over the
aye.
Stand?
Aye.
It's freezing, mate. Aye. Fucking freezing.
Windy is engine, mate. Yeah. And Dick Campbell has got them a well-drilled, shall we say.
Well-oiled machine. 4-4-2,
innit?
But they oil him, don't they? They oil him up, don't they?
Pink oils him, didn't he? Pink.
How funny was that day we went? We were interviewing Dick and the brother was Pink was desperate to get an interview. And he's like, oh well, come in or no. And Nick's like, aye, get yourself in. And then producer like just edited on it completely. They're funny, isn't it?
Then another two talk about the McGlynn era. It'd be great to see the two involved in the SBL as well, wouldn't it? Yeah. SBFL keeps saying.
I would like
specs
to see him get
I think Pink was specs, didn't he, Specky?
Is he?
Dick Specky as well, isn't he? Rab's a speck.
Wonder why do you wear tinted glasses? What is the reason for that?
It's probably
totally for fashion bitch. That's what my glasses are. It's fashion bitch.
Wants to be Elton John.
Wants to be Elton John.
No, but listen, I think
this is a God's honest question, right? Tells the truth. Gently, Barcelona would struggle going to play Arbroath on a Tuesday night.
No,
they wouldn't.
No.
Why? What would they do differently that you can do?
No, they've got world class players, aye.
So that wouldn't affect like the weather or how
they would hate playing in it, but they would still win fucking 8-0.
Yeah.
Still be a piss take.
Imagine.
Which you actually think Arbroath are taking something off Barca at home on a Tuesday night?
The record's unreal, isn't it? I think it'd be closer than you think, I think they could get something.
What are we talking Barca here? Are we talking Barca D, E, and F?
No,
Barca
F. They Messi.
Nah, they've still
got Braithwaite.
I don't know if they can.
Is that a wind-up, surely?
Shankland, we spoke about the Koopman show, didn't we? Charlie McGrew's on record as saying he's the closest thing he's seen to Henrik Larsson.
Aye.
Don't know what the big man's playing at there, but...
Have you been serious?
You kill him on this day.
We just talked a little bit shy about the big man, didn't we?
He didn't say it though, didn't he?
I was surprised that he went to a Belgian team there.
Aye, big thing.
You ever go to Belgium when you were wee guys for tournaments?
Aye,
how good was it?
Strange, so strange.
But I wait, no. I should love going to the tournaments as wee guys.
One of your boys, right, and I'll not name his name because I'm like, you'll hate it. We, you got to put my family, do you get to say it?
I've not been.
So after one day, he's like, we've got the next day, and he's like, mate, got in at the family last night, went into the oven room, he's like, where am I sleeping? And the guy's like, you sleep here with me.
Shut up.
The guy slept on a couch in his living room and he wanted the boy to sleep on that couch. His dad was in it and his dad was kicking up. Fuck, get him at that house now.
Oh my god.
That Belgium was a strange place now. I'll go a bit of bikes, didn't I?
I say I love tourneys, but. Mate, did you know.
Do you ever win a tourney?
We
won the one in Holland in 1999. Fucking trophy was bigger than me, man.
What, for Sunderland?
Aye, we went under 19.
Who was in it?
Who was it?
Who was in the tournament?
Oh, fuck knows, all the top teams, Ajax and all that.
Ajax beat us in the final.
Ajax won any jokes, you remember?
Players, fuck knows, mate. No. I was actually released. Sunderland told me that was me, my days were done. But we're taking you to Holland because you'd never been abroad before. And ended up the fucking strike, I got injured. And I had to play because of the hills, and then I scored 7 goals or something to him, and the manager just said, look son, if you, we'll give you another 6 months, come back, see if you can play it at, then the rest is history, and that's what happened.
And what was the difference at the tournament? You were Peter Reid's
slack? Because I couldn't give a fuck, because I'd been released, I honestly didn't give a fuck, that's the genuinely truth, I just thought, fuck it, may as well just go and do what I want, and then it just happened.
Did you ever go to the Milk Cup?
Milk Cup was good.
Ireland. Brilliant.
Blackburn and
Ireland. Parade, remember the parade, all the teams going in?
I was good, mate. I never went to Hong Kong Sevens. That looked unbelievable.
Oh,
that.
Mate, that was a trip, wasn't it?
Mate, I never went.
Stories, unbelievable. Paul McGowan and Willie Devlin.
Were you allowed to go out, though?
Aye.
It was like, the night it was unreal, wasn't it?
Oof.
The nightclub in that.
Cannot go into that. You really can't.
No, you can't.
Can't even tease about it or hint about it. No. It is wild. But, it was terrible.
We'll get back on the Shankland quickly after that.
Aye.
Hong Kong, right, Kev, are you surprised Stryker that he's went to Belgium?
I thought he maybe.
Fuck championship in England, eh?
What's he went? Is it a money thing? Is it obviously been offered a right few quid? Career wise, I don't think it's a great move.
I've never heard of him.
No, never. Beer shot, is that not something you fucking say on a Saturday afternoon in the boozer? Or you a beer shot? No, I don't fucking know.
Good, Kevin. Like it.
Who the fuck's beer shot?
You used to feel being strong in the 90s, man.
It's been good today,
I'm struggling. I'm struggling to keep up with it.
At the end of the day, I think I've said it before. If somebody's offering you money in football, and I know it's a selfish point of view.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Look at us. We are fucking doing a podcast to get an extra fucking 50 quid a week. Go and fucking make as much money as you can.
You're doing 40, even, I don't know if you know, but you're spending a 40. Yeah.
Fuck's sake. Every week I keep getting cut. So the point is that if there's a chance that you make some money that's going to potentially better your future in terms of your lifestyle and stuff, then go and do it because...
But you were wanting Messi to play for free last week.
Aye, exactly. I didn't understand that you couldn't do it. I fucking
hate it. Mate, I never realised he was on a... The boys were saying this on the bus. Was that true? Messi was on £1 million a week at Barcelona?
Allegedly, aye.
Deservedly so.
Aye.
£1 million a week?
I know.
It should be more.
600 grand he's on at PSG.
Mate, I got so much abuse for that last week.
Did
private
you?
DMs, a fucking lot. Fucking the Messi Brigade on top of me. Well, like, big man, please tell me you didn't say that
you
is Messi.
You can't say anything, can
to play for free.
Who gets offended by saying that Messi
mate,
is
I was like, fucking sorry for fucking, like, sorry I'm not into that.
Mate,
much.
See, when you get home, but after a podcast and you know you've said something horrendous, the next 2 days are.
I wouldn't say don't give a fuck.
Get off social media, mate.
I'm not on social media at all.
Nah,
best thing
that's
you
the answer.
How come you're off social media?
Never going to please everyone, mate.
How come you deleted Instagram?
Why delete Instagram?
Too much traffic, wasn't there?
Too far, too much coming out.
Too much in the DMs, was it?
No, far
was
too much.
Was it heavy loaded?
Direct them other way, aye.
Aye. Uh-huh.
The horny DMs?
Very horny, aye. Me crate starting off and then bottom at the end of it.
Still got Tinder, but?
Aye. It's a great four, isn't it? What a four this is now.
It's been very good, mate. I'm
very
enjoying
close,
it.
Very close, great four.
What, we need to ask you, Andy, sorry, mate. How was it against Celtic? Tough first half,
aye. No good. Listen, no great. You're disappointed to go all the time, but we want to go deep in the cups. If you get drawn against Celtic away at Park,
his eyes lit up when you said that. Oh, it's going deep.
Like that. Like if you get drawn against Celtic at Parkhead, then obviously you're going to have a tough time in your hands. But to be fair, Celtic were good. I thought Celtic were miles better yesterday than they were the first game of the season.
Yeah.
Probably similar stats in terms of possession and whatnot.
What was different?
Probably a much, much higher tempo, much more intensity. More direct even in their play, as much as it was possession-based. They played forward, they attacked it well. But from our point of view, disappointed because we were probably too passive, especially first half. When we won it back, never ever had an out ball. When we changed shape in the second half, it was much better. And we showed if we got after Celtic at certain points, we can cause them problems. And listen, we went through and away goals, 2-1, 3-2, thank you.
But even watching them Thursday, like, the reaction now to losing the balls, like guys like Roger and that, has improved as just the tempo that they play.
Roger, I thought Roger was brilliant yesterday.
Tom Rogic.
What a difference.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Looks fit, doesn't it?
From the midfield to the front, amazing. Defensively, a wee bit suspect still.
Starfelt's a wee bit question marks over him for
Starfelt,
me.
Starfelt, I think, see if Welsh was putting in performances of Starfelt.
Wouldn't he be playing?
Wouldn't he be playing?
Yeah, you're right, Kev.
And that's just how, I don't know what it is with him. I know he's a right-sided footballer and he's playing on the left of the back four. I don't know where he's come. He does not try and go down with his left foot at any point. He makes himself try to turn on his right foot all the time. It looks uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I understand he's just in the door. You've got to give him a few games. But when new players come into any club, you can see straight away things, traits that they've got. Yeah. You think, oh, aye. With him, I don't see.
Yeah, that's what I said to you first night. Is he quick?
Is he quick? No. Is he massive? Yeah. No. Is he dominating headers and stuff? No. Does he get himself in positions where he's able to cover things? No. For me, he looks like, I don't know whether he's nervous. I think like he doesn't get in the Sweden team ahead of Hollander because obviously Andy told me that start before the game. So for me, Celtic must have done the research on him, but for me, he needs to, whether it's the playing at the big massive club that Celtic is and they've got the crowd in, because obviously that is a different level of where he's come from.
Yeah.
But he needs to get going because, like I said before, if that was Welsh, he'd beat the team.
Welsh done really well, mate.
Welsh was good. Welsh was great.
Kyogo for me as well. It's very good signing.
He's a top player, isn't he?
And listen, it's still, he played three games. Right. So it's still early, but the signs are there that he's going to be a very good player for himself.
Mate, what about him chasing back Thursday night to edges in box?
Just so sharp, mate, over 5 yards. Like he's,
even the pass for the goal that led to Forrest squaring it to Edward, that was amazing.
Yeah. It's non-stop. Aye. The last four games have just been... I've not seen football like this in a long, long time in any league.
But in what way?
It's breathtaking, edge of the seat stuff, and it's non-stop. The manager looks if he's doing his job to an absolute tee. He looks if he's doing, working magic there, but he has to be backed non-stop now. It can't be, you've got a few players in, great. Defenders mean we're now getting into the Alkmaar game. It looks like we're going to be there at back. But by the way, Tony Ralston has been unbelievable,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yes,
he really is. But I mean, for last year, is a complete full turnaround for the lack of energy, running. Do you know what I mean? I don't know what just feels a complete. What about fucking Shane Duffy get my match harder?
I know, for Brighton. Just shows
that
you.
That just shows you Scotland much harder, doesn't it, mate?
Yeah, better league.
Yeah.
It's the tempo that Celtic have turned up. Celtic have always been that light Rangers, a team where they have lots of possession. What you do in the possession, but for too long there last season, it was too slow. Whereas now it's like it's quicker passing and at the feet better. Like Edward and Kyogo, I know Kyogo's playing off of Edward, but he could easily play up front off Edward because Edward loves it into feet, the wee round the corners, the wee layoffs. But it's how quick they then get the ball back to continue doing. So the team's like Hearts, Andy.
I
tell you, like Hearts, they couldn't get the ball out.
Yeah.
And when that's relentless, you're going to get to a point where you're tired and you make a mistake. And the first goal kind of comes from that because Hearts have won the ball up high. They've got it, 1-2 passes, goal.
Yeah. But the worry is, right, and as much as how exciting it is,
got a few worries, ain't you?
I know, don't I keep saying
a few
that.
Worries.
Just start my sentence. I'm not actually worried. The start of the stats after the game showed Hearts had two shots on target.
Two goals.
That's not right. Yeah. How dominant Celtic were at times yesterday. I know Hearts did come into the game, played really well, but how dominant they were, it shouldn't have been as close as that. And that's a worry.
Yeah. Okay. Is that keeping you up at night?
And a few other things, I know.
What positives can Hearts take other than him being injured? What positives can Hearts take?
I'll tell you one. Any team in the country goes 2-0 down at half time to Celtic, could easily crumble.
There's a bit of character in that team.
Boys have came out, obviously battled hard in the second half. Listen, Celtic still dominated the game in the second half, but it definitely caused them more problems. Showed going forward if we have a bit more belief we can trouble them. But see, to be fair, we always say in football you need to keep a level head. We've lost one game in seven. It was away to Celtic in the cup. Obviously, focus back onto the league now because Aberdeen's a massive game for us at home. Aberdeen, 2-2 in the league. We're 2-2 in the league. So
never too high, never too low.
Hearts yesterday, I think the manager will be annoyed at himself that he didn't adapt maybe the style they went out the second half in the first half.
But did you know, Hearts beat Celtic? See, the formation and style you went with the first half yesterday, was that not the formation that you used that beat Celtic?
No.
No, they went two up, didn't they? Oh, yeah.
Different, but to be fair, if we went with the same style, same formation that we did at Tynecastle to Parkhead, you could have been even more open, I'd say.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I think the way the gaffer changed it in the second half worked well because... like I said, Celtic still had the best of the second half, but you still won the second half 2-1. So you've done something right, do you know what I mean?
Did he give it that old chip, going to win the second half?
No, oh, but just you look back at it, and that's what we've done.
5-0 down the first half.
Go on the second half. 1-0. By the way, we know a steward at Celtic Park and said there was saxophone music coming through the restroom at half time.
Even after the game?
Was that
a bit more sad, but wasn't it?
Oh, wait.
Can I say something before you go in,
Paul? Say whatever you like.
Sorry to keep interrupting you. I was watching Rangers youth the other day.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Was Kyle Hunt? Was that the one Kyle Hunt was coaching?
He was in the pitch beside it.
What was some of his coaching shouts?
Coaching?
Bang. Did you know he kept shouting, bang it,
coaching
bang it on?
He was up in the...
Paint leather off.
He was up in the clubhouse. You saw what Smith did? He took his approach. He took one of the dads to go down to the team while he radios into him. No joke.
Who Hutton did?
Hutton did. Why the parents taking it.
Who's he coaching?
This is whatever his club is. But Rangers side, unbelievable. 2012s. Now, the way they've said, I don't know how they coach it. Literally, all the
players. So this is 7-a-side, Paul?
7-a-side, mate.
Right.
But they all know their positions. Like,
why that surprise you?
But it's so.
Why would they not know their positions?
No. So see when that other team get a goal kick, the coach shouts, start positions quickly, but they're all reacting and they all know, right? So after the ball, they're so well drilled and coached or whatever, but they've then got the freedom. And some of the players at that age, mate, are frightening. And it's exciting time for Scottish football. Sorry to go into that, but...
So what age are they, boys?
What's that? 2008,
9? 9.
That's frightening.
Exciting times.
What about Celtic being Rangers B at the weekend?
Did they win 11-0?
I went and watched
Rangers
the other week. They were good.
9-1, I think. And Celtic won 10-0.
Is that right?
9-1 and 10-0?
Yeah.
So sure. They're in the Lowland League,
I think they're at the top, isn't it? The two of them are...
Both of them have lost one game.
What's the difference? I don't really know. Like, Lowland League and Junior League, is there much of a difference in terms of
Lowland and the Juniors? I would...
Is there that? Yeah. I'm just curious. Yeah. I've never really seen...
Like, Berwick and teams like that are in the Lowland League. Berwick, East Kilmarnock.
Right, and then Juniors are a wee...
You have Junior teams that are better than...
Like you said, on a one-off day, they would die.
Right, okay, just curious. I've never really had the opportunity to watch juniors or Lowlands.
Nah,
so.
I used to love watching junior football, honestly. I don't really get a chance to go now, but my granddad used to support the Benz, Benbub juniors. Right. I used to love going to watch it, man, honestly. The
real
entertainment value is
real
unbelievable.
That is good. Some of the shouts are magnificent, aren't they?
I think Cumbernauld United, they play just in the village for me, and I keep meaning to go down and try and get a game. I think they were playing Darvel, but I think maybe it called after Darvel had some COVID players or something.
Darvel are good, mate.
But they're supposed to be on the better side.
My wee brass team top that league, you know.
Are they?
Flying. Neil
Jones.
Neilston Jr.
But playing or he's coaching?
No, plays.
Is he?
What position?
Right back.
The better looking Halliday, isn't he?
Aye,
he's the better looking.
He's trendy, isn't he? He's got a bit of style.
And he wants to be like him, didn't he?
No, I ain't.
Neilston Jr.'s top of the league now, mate.
Superb.
They play St Ants during the week.
What type of fullback is he? Is he steady Eddie or does he
bomb on?
A bit all round, aye. Not the quickest,
right?
But get good energy. Got a great channel.
Likes a great channel. Boy, does he?
What a junior
and
channel.
And the juniors, mate, it's a must. Channel boy, just,
it's got to have
just
that,
put it in there.
It's got to have a wee bit of swaz on it, innit? It's got to have a... See that way it hooks in? He's got a brilliant.
You've got to draw him in, innit?
Kevin Thomas used to love that one. He used to put a wee bit of backspin on it. He used to say stuff like that. Mate, I can't wait to send you this Cal interview.
Get it up.
Do you want me to get up?
Yeah, get up. We'll ask the boys while you're doing it. Edison Johnson did himself justice.
Oh, I'm getting this.
They still doing well.
I thought they did well.
A couple of individual errors on it, but
the end of the day, that when it's all come out, they knew it was going to be a tough game playing Galatasaray. To get a draw over there,
exactly.
And to come back, you know what I mean? They've done amazing. So
unlock it.
All right. How's up with your phone?
Don't have signal.
All right. I don't. I don't either.
No, that's no signal.
Ah, fuck it. Post it on Open Goal Twitter.
Right.
It's fucking
amazing. Nothing goes. How is he giving it?
I don't want to spoil it. I actually want you to see it.
Right,
it's fucking brilliant.
He's a hair transplant. He's done well, isn't it? Look well.
He's flying on
it. Looks like John McGuire.
Everyone's shooting the inspection the other day, man, bro.
He scored a goal the other day, Cal.
He's come up and scores.
Aye, did
4 minutes in or something.
Have you seen it?
I tell you what. Oh, amazing. If I had signal, I'd phone him. Say, what happened with
Ongoa? Ongoa,
next week, part of the show, we'll get a first 15 minutes. FaceTime with Cal,
right,
and speaking to him how it's gone pre-season or that, and then we'll add him an interview and his own goal and stuff.
Right,
that's perfect. A good show, isn't it?
I know, but I would love to do it anyway because I'm buzzing to do it. It's just not going to happen. We'll do it next week, yeah.
Right, watch next week. We're going to phone Cal, get him up on the
next
FaceTime. Right, St Johnstone's still got a chance. Europa Conference football, Austrian side last in the playoffs. Can they do it?
I think they'll do it. I think it's a tough tie, but listen, I think they will. Make Scotland.
Probably. I think they deserve it. I think it'd be good to see, because I think for their efforts last year, winning two cups and then getting Galatasaray, I'd win for their money. Hopefully they can get this. Obviously, European Conference football, it's fucking confusing me. How many leagues have we got now? Is this like the Cup Winners' Cup version, or is it the... Because years ago, it was like Cup Winners' Cup, UEFA Cup, and European Cup.
Yeah,
I think it's a decent thing, though. Do you know?
So what, is
what happens if you win this Europa Conference?
You're in the Europa League.
Wait, yeah.
The following season?
Aye.
We've known last year's Rangers knocked out by Malmo. How shocked were you with that result? Especially when it was 1-0 and they went down to 10 men, eh?
1-0 down to 10 men and Rangers absolutely dominated the first half. Oh, and then second half, Rangers were poor.
They sacked the music at half-time.
No.
Tell you what though, Malmo
decent.
Sometimes you go to give credit to teams, right? See when Malmo went down to 10 men, so they played a 5-3-2, right, the first half. Couldn't they get out of the half? Rangers completely dominated the first half. They go down to 10 men. And you think this is just going to be the Alamo in the second half. They'll be sitting deep, trying to soak up as much pressure as they can. Scores for a set piece or something like that. Mate, they go a 5-2-2. That shows a set of balls, didn't it? After getting dominated in the first half. And then, mate, let's be honest, they deserved it. They deserved to go through. They were touch and go the home leg. I don't really think either team are better than they are. Rangers had a crazy 5 minutes in the home leg. And then the second leg, you've got to say they deserved it because... Rangers never really created anything in the second half with a man advantage. And
they're
number nine by
I don't know.
Number nine was unbelievable.
Very good.
Yeah.
But see as good as he was, see likes of that second goal where he's turned, got the throw in.
That's schoolboy
defending. That's really poor. That's at the level that Rangers expect to be at, try to qualify for Champions League, that shouldn't be happening.
No.
And in terms of...
Who should be on his toes, the other centre back?
Oh, well, what's happened is they've looked to quickly do a short throw and they both went one way. And basically what they've done is that the defenders have followed them and it's allowed that throw in into his feet. But the defender shouldn't be getting rolled. That's forget what's happened. The defender shouldn't be being rolled. They shouldn't,
but you can't get a throw in and throw the ball.
Should be somebody on his toes, I know.
Because
if he doesn't roll him and it comes into his feet, he could end up laying that half into an oncoming midfielder for a shot. So it shouldn't be.
It's like you said, all Rangers' success last year, ultimately, the top players were scoring goals, but their defensive record was the reason they were so successful last year. So you'd like
to surprised Haaland never started.
Aye, I was. Especially when Gerrard singled him out for praise in the first leg against Malmo. So I don't know if maybe because that number nine, he wanted to go with Balogun's if he was getting a wee bit more pace. But I've said this to you before, Haaland's not quick. but I don't think I've ever seen somebody pace him.
No.
Yeah. I've never seen...
He's always in the right area.
I've never seen a scenario, even when Rangers defend the halfway line, where somebody's absolutely burned him for pace, and he's looked as if he's been really exploited for his lack of pace. So I was surprised to see him no playing, but I still feel as if Rangers would have had more than enough to beat them. I still think they would. I still think if Rangers played well for more than 45 minutes of the second leg over both legs, I think they'd have more than enough to beat Malmo. But the fact of the matter is, they didn't. So.
See how the goal Rangers got from Morelos came in for a cross, a decent cross. Second half, I felt like they were crossing balls that were like, weren't they really? They were just crossing it for the sake of crossing it.
And the delivery in general was poor.
Because even some of the corners were struggling to beat the first man. That was poor. I just think, like I love it when I see teams crossing, because what you're doing effectively is making teams defend. You make teams defend constantly on the back foot all the time. They're going to make mistakes, or somebody's going to get across the front. But you've got to put better quality in.
Mate, answer me this, right? And this is me as well, by the way. This is everyone. See, as football players, right, why do we hit the first man so many times for corners when it's literally just...
Why is that so hard?
It's a 30-yard clip, whip into the box.
Because it's this new...
I hate hitting
it's
corners.
This fucking, it's this new whippage where it's got to come in with pace and power. Just fucking put it in the box and let the big guys go for it. See if you didn't win a clean header.
So often,
I know, it's pish.
It should be easier.
If you stood 30 yards away and you had to just clip a ball to your foot... But in the air, you would do it every single time, but then you hit a corner, you hit a first man.
Your fit turns the job, isn't it, when you hit a corner?
And then even as we try safety, you hang up, the keeper just comes out and clicks it down.
That's the worst, man, honestly. But Rangers are so obsessed with it as well, mate, with corners and that as well, and you just could never get it right, man.
I hate, though, when managers, like, so see, if you're practicing corners, corners that Friday, and a manager stands at the 6-yard box, he hands up and says, put it right here.
Aye.
And you're like, fucking hell, mate, I'm not that good. Like, five times in a row, I can just put it in your fucking horns.
I know. I'm on 300 quid a week, mate. How do you expect me to stick that where you want it?
Just tell me to put it in the box, mate, I'll get the bar.
Mate, they've got an absolute slog as well, man.
I know.
Armenia.
Mate.
Alashkert.
3 days for Old Firm.
I know. Brilliant. Mate. Absolutely brilliant. Outstanding.
That's a hard wee bit coming up for Rangers, isn't it?
They can't go there with like an Aberdeen job and play half a squad. They've got to go there and get they've got to go there and get something. So it's a nightmare. But the Europa League playoff, getting through that will just be every bit as important as trying.
It's massive.
It's good for.
I think you're guaranteed 10 million. I think.
Aye, it's guaranteed 6 million guaranteed, and then 600 grand a win, and all this kind of thing. So
like TV money,
every
penny's
price. Because obviously there's talk in the papers that Rangers need to sell, they don't need to sell, whatever it is. Nobody knows, but any money that potentially can come into any football club's good. So they've got to go and try and get the result to get through.
Like a wee jumper.
I got that from a guy in the
bagpack.
Govan.
Nice.
I thought it was a football player that had that.
No, it's a guy in there.
Ross McCrory's always repping it, isn't
he? Aye, because he
was sloppy yesterday. Sloppy yesterday.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Right. In what way?
Ball retention.
Aye.
Coaching. Keep the ball. Love it.
Yeah.
How was your coaching at the weekend? Were you coaching?
No, I was just there scouting people.
What players were you in the team?
No, coaches.
You're watching coaches then?
I was watching coaches. I said they go about it. I want to learn, so that's why I went and seen Rangers, see how they go about it. Then I
You got in at Rangers?
I heard of a plane just getting MSL.
But when you got in, no bother?
Not a problem, man. See on the Rangers thing, right? There's obviously we were speaking on the
what?
On the Coupe show, sorry. Do you think the pressure of the Rangers with expecting the fans the way they are, do you think that is having an effect on the players?
I don't believe in this narrative, I've said that, right? But what I will say is time will tell.
Yeah.
You can't say after 3 games that Rangers are no shite because fans are back in the stadium. Exactly. All I'll say is time will tell when it comes to fans being in the stadium.
Regarding
what
fans,
I will say is I do feel as if 100% second half of the Malmo game, I thought decision making and players went out the window. Mm-hmm. Maybe the fans affected their decisions. People started shooting for 30 yards. It's a crossing for the poor areas to try and
score
out. Aye, but there was groans in the first half. Do you know what I mean?
That's what's always going to happen. Isn't it, Celtic Rangers?
Aye, 100%. It's like you said last week. If you want to be a part of a big team and playing big games, you need to be able to handle the pressure. Yeah. I still think both teams fans can affect football games, but both sets of players at Rangers and Celtic can handle a big crowd. That's why they're there.
It's down to the individuals. It's the individuals. Like, it's like saying, there might be some individuals that will worry about what the fans are saying, but they'll never come out and tell you that.
Yeah.
And there'll be certain individuals who'll give one fucking want to keep doing well. Only time will tell. But
that's the thing. Time will tell.
But for me, it's
like this time will tell him.
I don't think it's a big deal. Because you've played in front of a big crowd. You have. We know what it's like when you get the fucking groan.
Yeah,
you know what it's like. You're looking everywhere for help, and there's no a fucking white flag to be seen.
It's a lonely place, mate. Aye. A football pitch can be a lonely place when you're having one.
You genuinely go through your head like different excuses. How would that play out? Like, is a hamstring? No, I've used that, man.
You want one of your pals to one of your pals come what you're doing, like, but Nadine cut me. You could just tell everyone staring at you.
And then you start hiding. You'll make runs that you know you're never getting it. Like you could be storing yourself with Nadine and you'll just fucking dart right in front of the goal. But listen, as Andy said, and it's a great heading, time will tell.
That's the heading of the podcast, time will tell.
I think the first Old Firm game in 2 weeks time is going to be unbelievable.
What a season it's going to be, by the way.
What role?
It's going to be a lot closer than what
people thought. It's going to be absolutely
the turnaround first day in the first previous of the season.
You said they were wrong, but
well, I think some of us have maybe changed our minds, but ultimately, time will tell.
Love it. Right, Brand signed for Man U, but on English stuff, and Phil Jones when the game number 4.
That's shy. That can't be right.
Nah, love it.
Jones,
is
love
he,
it.
Is he refused? Love it. No, surely when you get your squad number again the season, it's up to the manager.
No, I gave up a squad number before. Felt an absolute dick after doing it as well.
Where are Rangers?
No, Middlesbrough, Dean Whitehead. Was you at something then?
He's a handsome boy. Talking about handsome football players.
Like who? Lord Farquhar?
Dean Whitehead's up there.
Aye, Lord Farquhar, big square
I'm
face.
I'm joking.
All right, fuck it, I'm thinking Dean Whitehead, isn't he?
No, but mate, surely big spunk face isn't getting a chance to get, if he's getting it or not, do you know what I mean?
Was there something previous to these two?
Don't know.
Or is Jonesy just not having it?
Jonesy's just a man, isn't he? I don't know what's happening there, but I don't know why he's getting the option.
I know.
I would love to have seen that conversation though. Right, do you mind if I get four?
Fuck
off, stupid.
No.
So nah, did Dean Whitehead come to you and say, can I get...
He'd signed and he came up to me and was like, mate, like, is it all right if I take number 19? I've been 19 like my full career in that. Like, I was 18. Anyway, whatever number 18. It was. 18. I've been 18 my full career in that. Like, it's my favourite number. Like, do you mind? And I was only about 21 maybe,
right.
And he'd been playing in the Prem for about 5-6 years or something, so I'd shit myself. I was like, aye mate, take it. But I was gutted, mate. Loved that number.
Where did you go to?
19. So I went from 18 to 19.
About 18, no, you're 16, your number now, isn't it? That's your
16,
number.
Aye, but my favourite numbers have always been 8 and 16. 16 wasn't available, but I just went 18.
Yeah.
Right, because I love 8 and 6, I know it's stupid, but...
16's a good number.
Aye.
I remember when I was at Sunderland, they gave me number 9 one year. And I was like, fucking hell. And the sign told Andy Flo and I went for number 90-19.
He took it off you?
No, we weren't too sure whether we were signing him or Marcus Stewart. And I was given number 9 because at that time it was the only recognised striker we kind of had. And then the next day, fucking Maastricht went for somebody that added a wind on the side of them.
So you just go with the flow?
I was like,
Remember when Derek Riordan was like 0? Was he
0-1 at Hibs, wasn't he?
Neymar keeping 10.
What's Messi 10?
Messi's 30, but that was his first number at Barca.
Aye. Oh, what's so it was?
And do you know whose number?
Oh, Messiah.
30, do you know whose number that was at Celtic?
Slens. Slendog.
Was it aye?
Mate, that was when you were a wee guy and you got a squad number. 53 I was, man.
But see,
you're brass neck, can't it? What number are you? 53.
See, like the Celtic boys, McGregor, Forrest.
They've kept
it. They all kept their numbers.
Good
thing. What would you do if, like, say for example, Neil Lennon came to you and says, can I have 30 off you?
Aye, right away.
You'd just game it?
Game it, wouldn't you?
Geez, a wee scooter. Let's see you scooter.
A wee scooter. We keep talking then, I'll scooter a bit.
Can you do any tricks on it?
You done any of it?
No, really, no.
How cool is
that? Mate, that's unbelievable, that, isn't it?
It's cool, isn't it?
Does it reverse?
Aye.
He just crashed already, look. Susan been on it? Has the mum been on it?
She sits in it, but. Sorry, let's go back to the show, boys. Sorry,
Man United game. Do you see that half and half scarves? What the?
He needs fucking. He may be a tourist.
And he must be a tourist.
He needs
choked on that scarf, didn't
he?
I've told you, mate.
Hung for the ceiling with that.
Told you. Lots of English derbies don't exist, mate.
My bit. You say that, I thought, but you see the Final Four, man, they were punching fuck each other.
That's 50 of them.
Leeds.
Man, you look unbelievable, by the way. Fernandes, Pogba.
Leeds fans are on the lodge. What would you shout at them?
I'd battle them, mate.
What would you say to them?
What is it they get called?
Come ahead. What would you say?
What are they called?
Who? Zulus.
No, that's Birmingham, man.
That's Birmingham, yeah. Leeds are the...
Did you split Elland Road?
Beat them 3-0.
What's it? Is it crowd wild?
Brilliant.
Best atmosphere I've played it.
Leeds is up there, aye. Leeds is up there.
Aye.
Is it, mate?
Aye. Elland Road's good, isn't
it? Here's one for you. Let's go. Predict the English Prem.
Right. I said it last year, I'm going to go Chelsea again.
Chelsea, man.
Damn Tuchel, man.
I can't watch Pep.
I would say Chelsea.
Pep. I can't watch Man City.
Man City won the game.
So boring.
If Man City sign Harry Kane, Man City win it. If they don't, I'll go Liverpool.
Wait, why did they?
Pep needs some tinted glasses, didn't he?
Why did they sign Grealish? I really don't get that.
How was Grealish poor?
No, but he's obviously a real good player, right? But I don't think they needed
what
that.
Did you think
I'm not sure about the 100 million.
No, but they needed their striker and a left back. Yeah. I mean, they're crying out for a left back. That Mendy, did you see him yesterday? Oh my God, he was stinking.
Mendy doesn't give a fuck, does he? No.
Gary Neville was slaughtering them, isn't
he? See when they were 1-0 down, City? He was getting the ball back and literally stunned for 10 seconds on the ball. And Neville's like, I've never seen this in a game of football in my life.
I don't understand why they don't try and sign Haaland.
I know. That's a weird one that Neville's going for Haaland, isn't it?
Did you see him at the weekend? Double
Man U or Man City? Yeah. And three assists.
Wow.
So Neville going Man U, nah? Oh,
but if Man City sign Harry Kane, it's a wrap.
You think so?
Oh, aye, it's done.
Who played up for
Liverpool will be up there again. Van Dijk back and who? Greenwood.
We see them in training.
He's very good.
I know he's very, very good, but I think he's of that level that he could help Man U.
No, they don't win the league without an R striker.
Aye, that's what I was thinking. Do they need that?
Well, they get an R striker.
I think even Cavani's brilliant. He's 35.
35.
34, 35.
Hey, Tottenham are actually all right, by the way.
Tottenham under Nuno.
Sonny Man U, then maybe the
Arsenal bottom half.
Mate, how bad are they?
What would that be, mate?
Bottom half.
Mate, why is Kieran Tierney...
Be aggressive with people.
Why is Kieran Tierney signing a new deal with that mob?
Oh, mate, let me tell you one thing, though.
Right,
that Emile Smith-Rowe is a player.
Brilliant. Some of his touches are unbelievable.
He's a player.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
But I was impressed with Brentford, there. I think they'll do well this year.
High press is brilliant.
I think they'll do well.
High. Brilliant.
They stay up. Norwich done. Watford done.
Crystal Palace will get relegated.
No, no, win a game.
100%.
They won't win a game.
I agree.
Crystal Palace won't win a
game. Mate, Vieira had a nightmare in his last job when he's got the Palace job.
He was in America as well and he was hopeless. They'll win a game.
Give me your shock. Give me your shock. Team of the year.
McGinnis scored again by the Hibs, didn't he?
Flying.
Shock team for the Premier.
For the Premier League, who's your dark horse for the Premier?
I think Brentford might do well.
Brentford.
I'm with you, I think they'll do well, but West Ham top six again.
Thank you.
They 4-2. What was it,
4-2? And Leicester. There you go.
Yeah, Leicester will be up there.
I'm going to say
Vardy's brilliant, mate.
But Leicester's not a shock because they're a good side. They're always up there.
I'm going to tip Villa. They get a bad result the weekend, but they've signed very, very well.
But Grealish is so important to them.
No, you're right.
Leicester fifth, West Ham sixth, and Tottenham seventh.
Who do you think is winning at Chelsea?
It depends. If Harry Kane signs for Man City, I'm saying Man City. If no, I think Liverpool. I think Liverpool win the league.
Right, okay.
Liverpool are good against Norwich, don't
I think Chelsea. Big Lukaku bullies them.
Van Dijk makes all the difference to them.
Rolls Royce, the boy. Caviar, son. Boys, that was a pleasure.
Well done, Trevor.
Don't go yet. Not yet.
I've got the kids to get.
Bottom three in the Prem.
Bottom three in the
Palace. I had done it the other day.
Palace, Watford, Norwich.
Norwich are done.
Palace, Norwich, and. Watford got a good result though, didn't they?
Aye, but I still think they're
Brighton, did they win?
I think Brighton could be a dark horse, by the way.
Because they always play good football.
No, under-13's coach, but he's good, man.
No chance.
Dominate possession.
Shelly for Europa League, I think. Who's it going to win Europa League?
Right, that's it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.